Christina and Jared.
Oh, it's already recording.
Yeah.
Welcome to a new episode of Red Fades to Black. That first band was Keel Hall. I'm not sure what that means. Could be somebody's last name. But it's spelled K-E-E-L-H-A-U-L. And you can check them out at myspace.com/mykeelhall. They're out of Cleveland, Ohio. And the name of the track was Cruel Shoes.
Huh.
I was telling Gina like a little before we started the show and started the recording that the band kind of reminds me of another metal band we played called Psycho Stick, which some of you may have heard of since they're a little bit bigger than a lot of the bands that we do feature on the show. And I can't tell if this Keel Hall band is like a comedy metal band or they're completely serious, but I don't know.
Either way, they're still good.
It's like My Keel Hall. I feel like that's like one of those like, my, what's that, like commercial with an item. Yeah, there you go. I feel like they're making fun of that or something. And
oh, that's cute.
I don't know, but we have a lot of great music, brand new underground music from around the world for you, as always.
See?
Some are quite ridiculous. I found them because I'm special like
Ooh,
that.
Sorry.
Gina's throwing shit.
I was not able to find music, so Jared found music.
There's some busy kids lately.
Yeah, and by busy, I mean Jared had off and I had to work, so
And why do you feel the need to, like,
draw on you all the time?
And throw pens at computers?
I need to
and
twirl my pen
Look,
all the time.
Look, you stop dropping it on there.
I need to twirl my pen all the time, and with your arms there, I'm going to draw one.
You know there's contests for that, right?
Contests?
Yes.
For twirling my pen?
Yes, there's pencil and pen twirling Olympics.
Okay.
It's like an art. When we were in the store looking for pens, like 2 weeks ago, they actually had specialty pens designed for training for the spinning between your fingers.
Like this?
I'm sure some of you out
there's
there have
Olympics
heard of it.
For this right here?
See, at least one or two people are like, you're idiots. And at least one's like, no, wait, I do that.
Well, I'm the world champion. Then go right ahead, but I just did it, you know, when I wasn't paying attention in school.
I forget what kind, that's where it, like, started from. It started as, like, a boredom thing, and then it became, like, people realized there's, like, a whole, like, talent.
Yeah, that's when I learned it. I probably, like, what, freshman year, sorry.
Will you stop throwing it at the computer?
Freshman year of high school, probably. Maybe before. I think it was high school. I don't remember.
I think it's, I forget which country is, like, the leader of it. I think it's, like, China. Or Indonesia, or like, they have,
what?
Like, the best ones in the world.
Okay.
I wonder if it's going to be in the Olympics. In the 2008 Beijing Olympics?
I doubt it.
Oh, did you hear they added BMX to the Olympics, officially?
Did they?
Yes.
That's great.
That's the first time ever.
I'm sure it is. That's why you said they added it.
I know. They added it. Therefore, it's new.
I know. I understand that concept.
So now the Olympics got cool.
They got cool. Because they weren't cool before. Actually, they were. Jared's just lame.
I don't know. Some of the Olympic sports confuse me.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, some of them.
Like what?
Like the luge.
Oh, where you slide down the thing?
Didn't Jerry Seinfeld do a bit about that?
That's a Winter Olympics. That's not new.
There's no sled. It's just a guy going like 150 miles an hour down like a tunnel.
My favorite is gymnastics.
Why?
Because I used to be in gymnastics.
You're flexible?
Yes.
Nimble?
And it's awesome. It's a lot of fun, and it's very awesome. When I was little, I wanted to be in the Olympics.
Did you make it?
I did not.
You should go make it.
I'm too old now.
Oh, yeah, you're past your prime. You're past, like, 16.
Exactly. I also have boobs, and I am not anorexic or growth stunted, so I am...
Yeah, how come so many gymnasts out there don't have any, like, boobies? It's like...
Because they don't...
They have, like, no hips, no boobs.
Develop, I don't know.
Do they, like, take medicine
and
drugs?
No, it's a lot easier to be thin when you're doing gymnastics because you're less likely to hurt yourself. But... And because of it, like, certain sports, like, I don't know, like, when you're a ballerina, you're normally just, you know, you're thin and, like, that's it. Like, that your lifestyle, like, depends on how you physically grow, and that's just how that works.
I just got, like, a mental image of, like, some, like, death metal band sitting around backstage having this exact same conversation. How funny that would be.
Okay.
And how weird that would be. Right. So we're going to go from ballerinas, apparently, to, some metal.
Which one
or hardcore?
Like to play?
Because I don't specify. How about we do... We'll do this one. This next band's out of Rochester, New York. The name of the band is Burn This City. You can check them out at myspace.com/burnthiscitymusic. The name of the track is That's Baby Making Music. Because it is.
Oh, Consciousness! Cry your eyes! Breath to...
Music.
Why?
Because.
Imagine getting it onto that song.
You're not responsible enough for baby.
You could have like you could do like a whole show dedicated to talking about music that's good for making babies too.
Okay.
Or just doing it too.
There you go. That's better.
I prefer the instrumental.
I suppose.
Because you know a lot of lyrical music gets in the way sometimes, but.
Gets in the way.
Yeah.
Everybody like always, it's walking around in the middle.
Everybody always says, "Oh, the Nine Inch Nails song," you know. What's it, Closer?
I want to fuck you like an animal. Oh, yeah, Closer. But...
Yeah, it was like, that's the awesome baby-making song. That's the best one ever. That's great.
It is pretty good.
That's only if you're into it rough, you know.
Suppose.
I don't think you check those bands off enough on my little book.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Oh, come on. You're like a little kid.
Don't be a douchebag.
About what?
You're like, oh, you're checking them off.
Apparently, you have to like tie Gina down when she does a show.
No one likes
She's
you.
Picking up Febreze, spraying it at people, you know, walking
because
by.
Because she was like, "Hey, you're checking someone off, so I'm going to spray him with something." You're lucky I didn't spray him in the face.
That'd be so mean.
Exactly.
That's why I wear spectacles.
And I'm not mean.
How do they know?
I'm just being dumb.
But how do
Where did I spray it? Right here.
Yeah, I can feel it.
It's all wet.
When aren't we dumb, though?
Yeah, I don't never.
At least in the programming of Red Face the Black.
At least all the time.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Zach was saying that, like, you know, StumbleUpon?
What?
It's like this little thing you can download, and you just click on it, and it brings you to a random website that somebody submitted. Apparently, we're on there.
Oh, really?
But it's like a thing. It's like, it's just like if you're bored online, and you add this little StumbleUpon thing, and then, you know, a lot of people out here are like, wow, you guys didn't know what that is? Because I just heard about it yesterday when he told me. And yeah, you just click on it, and it just brings you to, like, a random link. It's like the Google I'm Feeling Lucky thing.
Oh, okay.
Except users submit websites that they think other users would like.
Yeah.
But Zach was fascinated by it.
Oh.
I don't know if I'm that fascinated by it. I tell you, the radio station that was at that bar the other night, they had Twister.
That's good.
And they were playing Jerome Twister.
That's awesome.
It was just
I did that before. That was fun.
What? When?
When we were here.
Oh, yeah. That was thrilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't play Drunk Twister, then
it was fun. I won a lot. I was like, yay, I win.
Yeah, Gina's kind of flexible and soft and...
Yeah, it's my gymnastics background.
I don't know. Twister is such a classic game, though.
Of course it is.
It's kind of an unusual game.
Why?
I don't know, it's just weird, like...
Well, that's because it's not like a board game where you sit at a table and you're like, roll the dice, and you're like, one, two,
it's
three!
It's like Dungeons and Dragons, yeah!
You're like, yeah, the left foot blue, and then you're not.
Yeah, I don't know, it's odd.
Awesome.
Personally, I like Bandu and Jenga and Monopoly, of course. And
oh yeah, Bandu. I like Jenga.
And some drinking games.
We sound really lame right now. We should go to a song.
Why is that?
I don't know. We just
Let's talk about board games, bitch.
Particularly lame right now.
Why?
I don't know.
Come on, board games aren't metal.
We are still lame. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Currently lame.
So just so you know.
So,
we're all lame.
How about you choose another band so that we can stop being lame for a couple minutes?
So this next band is called Here Between. The name of the track is Curb Stomp. They're out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster?
Which is kind of unusual, but whatever.
Why is it unusual?
You can check them out at myspace.com/herebetween. Make it better by bringing it back. Bring it back.
I feel as though this show
bring it back
has kind of lame. So, yeah.
I did get a little lame when we're talking about the board games and all, but I feel like that last song kind of corrected it a little.
But I got a new little bell thingy.
Because we shut the hell up and played the music and it was
and it's,
awesome.
You can see it spinning and I like it.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
Lots
to
of fun.
Out there, they're probably like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
Yeah. There's little belt clip things that when you like. When you work somewhere, you have to stick your ID, like, attached to you. And I have one, and it's attaches to, like, my belt loop or my pocket or something.
She's fascinated by it.
And I got a new one because, you know, a child broke my old one.
She's completely amazed by it.
And this one's clear, so I can see what's going on inside the entire time. It's so cool.
So you just sit there and play with it all day at work?
You do. You're right. I don't pay attention to any of the children. I just play with my whatever that's called.
Whatever that's called.
I don't even know what it's called.
Spinny thing. There's something else like that that's people play with all the time. It's not as cool.
What?
I don't know, the little clippy things. Like this thing? Oh, it's over there.
A lanyard?
What the hell's a lanyard?
The thing that, people wear around their neck with their ID on it.
Oh, yeah. I think you can only pull those off if it's like a pass for, like, a concert, or, like...
No, there's a lot of people at work that have them.
Yeah,
so.
But don't the kids, like, grab it and, like, choke them with it?
That's why there's a little thing on the back of them that if they pull too hard, it unsnaps.
Really?
Trust me, we got all this stuff down for when we work with kids.
So if I want to work with our kids one day or something,
You need to have a lanyard that, unsnaps in the back, or a tie that unsnaps in the back, or this thing that when you pull it, it just keeps going.
See, for some reason, when I think lanyard, I think, like, some, like, computer, like, tech guy walking
around. I have one on my keys. I just don't, like, wear them by my keys, but it's on there. It helps me find my keys when they're lost.
I have a giant chain attached to it. Is this what you're talking about?
No. Where are my keys? You know that, you know that, yeah, you know that temple thing on my keys?
Yeah.
That's what it is. I don't want that.
Isn't it awesome?
No.
I have this giant chain, and it's giant. It's attached to a...
It's a dog chain.
No, one of them is a dog chain.
Yes, it's a dog chain. Jared was like, remember the days when I was cool and I wore a dog chain? And I was like, yes, I remember those days.
It's like a wallet chain, except I was never one of those types into, like, you know, where you wear the chain attached to your wallet. I mean, I guess it's cool if you're out there when you wear it, because then you don't lose it, but I don't know. I like the standalone chain.
Yes.
You know, good stuff like that.
Yes.
Good stuff. I'm sorry, I'm slightly distracted. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
After I record this, I'm going to Burger King, and I'm finally getting to try one of those loaded steakhouse burgers. Because all my friends are like, oh, you gotta try it. It's like pure gluttony of fast foodness, and it's got baked potatoes on it.
I'm giving him the ride over.
And money, yeah. How awesome is that? Gina's buying me a loaded steakhouse burger
from
Burger King.
I'm not buying him crap. I'm driving him over, and he's paying for it.
I get to pay for it? We're going in the store.
I'm not saying we're going...
No drive-thru.
I don't like going through the drive-thru.
I don't like drive-thrus either.
But I'm saying, if I'm driving, you're paying.
But I'm, like, so excited about this, like, burger.
He is.
I don't know why. And I'm sure a few of you out there are like, yeah, burgers. Why are guys into, like,
I'm sure
burgers
a few of you.
More than
There's
girls?
Only, like, 3 people listening.
Right now. Well, after the lameness of the board games, it could be, like, 1.5 people.
If we're lucky.
So how come you don't want, like, a big, juicy, sloppy burger that's got, like, bacon and cheese?
It sounds disgusting.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
I hate eating from fast food restaurants to begin with.
I mean, it's not good to eat every day or anything.
The only thing I'll eat from there is, like, chicken nuggets or, like, maybe fries or something.
I didn't eat all day just to prepare for it.
What?
Okay, well, I had, like, 2 little waffles.
I had...
And a Pop-Tart, because I bought Pop-Tarts.
I had bread.
Pop-Tarts are a great invention.
And broccoli.
Like how the show... The topic of the show shifts to food, because we're hungry.
Yeah, you just said shit.
The topic of the show shits to food, because we're thinking of food, and we're hungry, and tasty, and... We just play a song and be like, the last 3 minutes will be filled with me eating a food. Eating a cheeseburger.
See.
What if you get like a double steakhouse burger?
That
oh, how about that burger
disgusting.
Place? Remember there were
Oh, In-N-Out? If you're from California, you guys have burgers, a burger
Holy
joint
crap.
Called In-N-Out. And I heard about this
Holy
when
crap.
We were in
North
Carolina.
Because
this chick was from L.A. that was there with us. And she was saying that you can... go in there and order however many patties you want. Like, you go in there and order, like, a 10x10, and that means you get 10 patties on a
How
bun.
How awesome is that?
That's disgusting.
And I thought the Burger King quad burger
You might
burger
as well just,
shoot
yourself in the face.
Can you imagine a 10x10? Or, like, a 20... Can you get, like, a 20x20?
I think so.
Awesome.
That's horrible.
I actually saw a picture online today, and it showed, like, a fast food guy, and he was sad, and it showed, like, a picture of just a single burger, and then next to it, it showed, like, an In-N-Out burger, and it was, like, 15 patties.
I wonder if they have, like, pictures of them.
It almost looks like...
Can I Google that?
No, what? You're gonna... No, you can't. No, you're doing it.
What?
Because it'll freeze up.
Oh. Can I click on this?
Yes. What are you doing?
I thought I broke it.
You almost did.
No, I didn't break it just yet.
You can Google the In-N-Out burger after we're finished the show.
Yeah, but I wanted to see if it was a picture.
Dude, how awesome would that be?
That would be disgusting.
There's some vegetarians listening to me like, that's not awesome.
It's not
It'd
awesome.
Terrible.
It's disgusting.
It's like a whole cow for one burger.
Ew. Ew.
No, wait, we tried the whole vegetarian thing for a while.
Ew. Do you see that? How crazy that was when you just did all that crazy stuff?
They do have a Burger King,
look at
a vegetarian Burger King.
They do.
Whopper
but
thingy.
Are you paying attention?
No, I'm not paying attention.
But look,
do I ever pay attention?
Look, there's a diamond. Look, there's a...
There's a dinosaur. There's a
look how cool that is.
What are you doing?
It's so cool.
Gina's staring at the little, like, software that tracks the, you know, puts the ups and downs of the volume and the speaking and the music and
puts
the little,
the ups
like...
and downs. Jared, it's recording audio.
Yeah, what's it called?
I don't know, but it's not recording. You're like, it's the ups and downs.
You're, like, fascinated by it.
It's fun. What? I'm also at eye level with it since I'm laying down.
This is the lazy episode of A Phase of Life, where Gina
lays down.
I'm lying
on my stomach, so I, you know, it's not like I'm, like, my head smooshed into the
I haven't had my daily dose of caffeine,
bed,
maybe that's why. I almost went up to Dunkin' Donuts today.
Almost.
I'm, like, food whore. I feel like we should get paid by, like, Burger King and Dunkin' Donuts and Monster and all the food products we talk about.
You know what's really good?
If I had it right now.
Snapple's. You know how Snapple makes like white.
Where do we get paid for Snapple?
You know how Snapple makes like white tea and stuff? Well, they make this tea called English Breakfast. It's great. But you know what's horrible?
So after you're done headbanging, grab some English Breakfast.
You know what's horrible? Lipton's blueberry pomegranate red tea. It tastes like cough syrup. Like, I put it in my mouth, and I wanted to spit it out. I made everyone I know taste it, and they said the same exact thing. It tasted like Robitussin.
That's what people
say
about the
energy drinks. It was horrible. I was like, oh, I poured it all out, and I was like, oh, at least I can recycle it.
So after you're done beating the crap out of people in the mosh pit, don't drink that crap.
I'm just saying.
Don't
whatever,
drink that.
Whatever, dude, Jared. No one likes you.
Nobody likes me. Wait.
Our last
what flavor
song?
Is it again? Oh, what's the flavor?
Blueberry pomegranate.
So do not drink that?
No.
Tastes like Robitussin?
It tastes like
well,
horrible
some people might
Robitussin
like that.
Cough medicine. It's disgusting.
Some people might like that.
So, our last band is called Bound Alive. They are from...
Clifton, New Jersey.
Clifton,
yeah,
New
Jersey.
And their song is called Silenced. And that's it.
Loaded burger time!
What? Yes, and now we are probably going to go eat some dinner.
Donuts.
And, the end.
Yes, thank you for tuning in and putting up with the...
our lameness.
Yes.
Thanks.